ಹರಿನಾರಾಯಣ ನೀರಜದಳ ನಯನ ನಯನ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನೀರಜದಳ ನಯನ 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 ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರೆವೆರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ರೆವೆರ್ಡ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಆನಂದ್ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ We don't know how to express our gratitude to you, Bhagawan, for everything that is being showered on all of us. Only thing we can do, Swami, is place ourselves at thy lotus feet, praying for more and more opportunities for services in thy divine mission. With the infinite grace of Swami, The state of Kerala is marching ahead every split of second with more and more Sai activities. To give a brief account, yesterday you have seen the SRP Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program where our volunteers are reaching out every operated patient in the state of Kerala. Patients operated either at Whitefield or at Puttaparthi. Sai Nidhi, the Lawyers Forum, is an accredited agency now of the High Court of Kerala, making legal awareness programs all over the state. Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, under this program we have adopted 115 villages in the state of Kerala. Mahilas are reaching out every nook and corner with their satsang group. Educational activities are going far ahead, and the latest being a new program, STOP. STOP means stop, think, organize, and proceed, which is for the college students against drug misuse, etc. Sri Satya Sai Dialysis Project in Ernakulam district has already provided free dialysis to more than 1,400 patients, and the second dialysis unit is going to be started in November this year in Trivandrum district. Our mobile hospitals are reaching out every nook and corner of Kerala in the remotest villages, providing medical help. Sathya Sai Hospital at Trivandrum, again accredited by High Court of Kerala now for other service activities. We have adopted the tribal children and we have got 2 tribal hostels. And not only that, the 1 teacher, 1 classroom schools in Wayanad district now coming under the service activities of our organization. A notable activity that we are doing for the last 10 years with the grace of Swami is annually essay competition for college students and students of higher secondary classes. This year, with Bhagwan's immense infinite grace, 17,800 students participated in this essay competition from 802 educational institutions. The topics were, at the college level, you are what you think, Bhagwan's message, and at the higher secondary level, integration of thought, word and action. With Bhagwan's infinite grace, Kumari Jesse from Trivandrum district and Kumari Surya Ramachandran from Trichur district are the winners of essay competition this year. And Bhagwan has blessed us because today the gold medals will be distributed by our beloved revered Chakravarti sir, and Chakravarti sir graciously consented to address us, to bless us by his address. After that, Swami has blessed Justice, Honorable Justice Thottathilvi Radhakrishnan sir to address us. Radhakrishnan sir is a devotee of Swami, who is putting all each and every teaching of Bhagwan in his life. And all in Kerala know that he is a devotee of Swami. And when we go through his judgments, especially he is in charge of a number of service projects. For example, the mental hospitals in Kerala, all these things are under his care, because everybody know that under his care, that will be under Sai care. And recently, all the media in Kerala, all the newspapers and the electronic media in Kerala has given a detailed note of one day, because of the rainy season, when the corporation failed to clear the canals and other things in Ernakulam where he lived. One day, one Sunday, he himself went out of his house, cleaned the roads and canals, and all the media immediately reached there and asked him, sir, what the reason behind this? And the beautiful reply given by Radhakrishnan sir was this: if I am not cleaning the surroundings of my house, what does it mean by being a citizen of this country? So every word of Swami, every teaching of Swami is being exemplified, can be seen in Justice Thottathil Radhakrishnan sir. And really, this is a blessing from Swami that Swami has blessed him to be the speaker of this day. This address will be followed by, this is the culmination of Onam program this year, with the infinite grace of Bhagwan, Balavigas children from Calicut and students of Sri Sathya Sai Vidyapeeth Sri Shailam will be placing at the divine lotus feet a dance drama, Parvati Parinayam. Sairam to all of you. Once again, we express our gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan. Now I humbly request Chakravarti sir to address us and to award Sathya Sai gold medals to the student. Sairam. Thank you. Now we call upon Kumari Jesse to come over here and accept Sri Satya Sai gold medal, followed by the second call.
My prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Happy Onam to all of you, brothers and sisters, who have gathered here. My main task is over. I've already distributed the prize for which I was invited. It was a pleasure and a privilege to have been invited by the organizers of this function from Kerala and also to be able to give away the prizes. There has been an elaborate procedure, I understand, behind the holding of this essay competition. Possibly it is time that every state takes up this scheme of essay competition, because there is need to be a greater awareness of Bhagwan, his teachings, his mission in the country at large, and especially at the level of school and college, especially the college level. Whatever has been done in the organization should get spread further and farther to those people who perhaps because of lack of communication from our side are not well posted. Not that the glory of God requires people like us. Bhagwan's glory stands manifest on its own. But then, it's also our, not merely a duty, but a way of elevating ourselves when we share the glory of God with others. It is in that spirit, I hope, that the presidents of various Sri Satya Sai organizations at the states will emulate the example of Kerala from now on. This essay competition must have been a very tough one for the prize winners. As I understand, there have been nearly 18,000 students, of which one gets. Although there seems to be some prizes given at the district level also. And so it's a good thing, because it's a matter of encouraging more people to participate. Similarly, at the school level also, there have been a very large number of students. And the subjects which have been chosen also are so vast, I do not know what has been written by these youngsters in the essay. I told Professor Mukundan that I would like to read the prize-winning essays. It would be good also if these essays are published in the Malayalam edition of Sanatana Sarathi as also in the English edition for the benefit of readers of Sanatana Sarathi. I do look forward in future to have such occasion from other states also. Justice Radhakrishnan and Justice Sridhar are here gracing the occasion, participating in this function. And I have come here more to listen to Sri Radhakrishnan than myself to speak for any length of time. My thanks are due to Professor Mukundan and his colleagues in the trust and the organization to have invited me and asking me to participate in this function. Sai Ram, good night.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the beloved lotus feet of the ultimate representation of complete divinity, our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, including Chakravarti sir, my elder brother in the judiciary, Justice Sridharan, my loving Sai brothers and sisters, it's a great opportunity to be here to wish you all a very happy Onam. Rather, I would say that all the effort that we have taken to assemble here is worth it because you don't have Onam in Kerala as it is here. We have developed a very unhealthy culture of commercialism and too much of materialism that we try or have now by now completely drifted away from basic human values, even in matters which were held so important in human life. Well, the question that had been pondering for some time over now is as to whether Onam is an occasion to open up new projects for the government. Is Onam merely an opportunity to make declarations and celebrations and ultimately end up doing nothing? My dear brothers and sisters, I recently had the opportunity to make a short statement that we would better declare the completion of projects rather than commencement of projects. This is what I learned at Swami's lotus feet. I have seen Swami declaring the completion of projects and opening up the establishments for the human beings to enjoy. When I say this, my dear brothers and sisters, the question is how far are we able to put to practice the teachings of our beloved Bhagwan and how far can we carry it forward? Well, may I take this opportunity to indicate to you a very important aspect which I think needs to be mentioned. Duality in spirituality sometimes creates a problem. I had it with me throughout my life. When for the first time I came here, maybe in the early 80s, and later there was a conflict within me, always between Krishna and Sai. Let me tell you, it took years of actual fight within my conscience and within me when ultimately in Vrindavan, in Bangalore, when Bhagwan came and sat right in front of the Krishna Rupa, and when I was so positioned where I could see Swami and Krishna as a single unit, and Swami lifted his hand in Abhayahasta. That to a great extent would have granted solace to this doubting Tom at that point of time. But I call that as a reminder now to reinforce and reemphasize that there is no question of any duality building up with the Mahasamadhi of Swami. I make this a very responsible statement. I do not want any devotee to be carried away by a post-samadhi era and a pre-samadhi Swami. My dear brothers and sisters, if only each one of you could write down Sai Bhagavatam of your own experience, you will see that there is absolutely no distinction at all at any point of time. The totality of Bhagwan's divine love that is flowing into us at every moment, saturating the entire universe, saturating every cell. The question is, how do we take it forward? Are we prepared to take it up? The issue does not end up with the Satya Sai Seva organizations carrying out the work which they do under the banner of the organization. I beseech you, each Sai brother and sister, to by yourself and also by infusing energy into the others, our entire system, that the eternal values, the eternal human values, which Swami has given to us when Swami decided that we shall be called the messengers of Sai, please carry those eternal values into action with absolutely no distinction as to the post or cadre to which you belong. Maybe you are a mere householder. Maybe you are a shopkeeper. Maybe you are holding the higher echelons of administrative, executive or judicial power, which is nothing but an opportunity to serve as servants of the sovereign. And when you are able to mingle the eternal human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa, which Bhagwan has taught us in the most lucid, softest, sweetest form, when you mix it with the great constitutional values of We the People of India, which stand as a sovereign, secular, socialist, democratic republic, I am sure India will be the great Sai Bharat, which Bhagwan wants us to make, and which will be the pedestal from which the Sai's flag will fly for universal leadership. These words I offer at the divine lotus feet for continued guidance, grace, and effulgent flow of His divine love to all of us. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Pratipalakanam Yatindra Yogindra Tapodhanana Deshasya Rashtrasya Parasya Rajnya Karod Shantim Bhagavan Mahesha.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Koti Koti Pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the formless and endless incarnation of Lord Vishnu, who took human life at Puttaparthi, the heaven on earth, his terrestrial abode for Manava Seva. On the auspicious day of Onam, with utmost humility and reverence, we, the Balavikas children of Calicut, and the students of Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeet, Sri Sailam, Kerala, offer at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Parvati Parinayam, the dance drama. Swami, we crave your blessings.
Before us a dance, Mallari, which is performed within the prisons of temples propitiating the various deities. Here, we also give it a Puttaparthi touch. We express our ardent wish to see Vaikunthanatha in all his splendor. We devote the dance to Bhagavan, who is a Vishnu incarnate.
Tatti விஸ்வதேயே கண் முன்னில் காணுவான் தனி Let's tune our mind to be at Kailasa, the abode of Lord Shiva, the holy and happy ambience prevailing at Kailasa is fit to elevate us all.
Despite the happy ambience, something is ailing Parvati. Don't you want to know what perturbs Parvati's mind? Yes, here we are.
Padivillathoru Pada Namaskaram Aashcharyamerum Chollu Devi Padivillathoru Pada Namaskaram Aashcharyamerum Chollu Devi.
My Lord Himavan, the Lord of Mountain, has been ardently craving to get me as his daughter. Can't my holiness materialize his long-felt dream?
Namariyunnadin vrittandam bhavati virakkatte Himavande putriya
passage of time.
Himavan, the Lord of Mountains, has been mortifying himself through rigorous penance just for the materialization of his long-felt dream that he should get Parvati as his daughter. Now, the wish is going to be fulfilled.
ശൈലാധിപത്യനെന്നു പുകൾ പെറ്റവൻ ശൈലാധിരാജനെന്നു ഹിമവത്സാനുക്കളിൽ കാലമറിയാതെ കഠിന തപസ്സനുഷ്ഠിച്ചിടുന്നു ഇംഗിതമായി ദേവി പിറക്കണം പുത്രിയ ഇംഗിതമറിയുന്ന ശ്രീശങ്കരൻ അശരീരിയായി ചൊന്നു കൺതുറക്കു.
പത്മതീർത്ഥത്തിലെ ദിവ്യജ്യോതി ചട്ടത്ത കാന്തി ചൊരിയുന്ന പൈതലായി ലോകമാതാവ് പിറന്നൊരു പത്മത്തിൽ ലോകമാതാവ് പിറന്നൊരു പത്മത്തിൽ
Thank you.
heaven and his wife knows no bounds. They rapturously embrace the child. They named her Parvati, being born as a daughter of mountain. She grows into a young damsel with all pomp and glory. As a grown-up girl, she finds no pleasure in material joys, neither colorful dresses, sweet fruits, nor toys. What else is she aiming for?
Thank you.
to bear the injustice any longer, the Devas, under the leadership of Lord Indra, planned to meet Lord Brahma for a way out.
ഗണങ്ങളും നാഥനും ചേർന്നൊരു പൊവഴി തേടുവാൻ ഒത്തുകൂടി. ദേവഗണങ്ങളും നാഥനും ചേർന്നൊരു പൊവഴി തേടുവാൻ ഒത്തുകൂടി. സംഹാരനാഥനാം ശ്രീ മഹാദേവൻ പത്നിയെ തേടി തപസ്സനുഷ്ഠിക്കുന്നു. സംഹാരനാഥനാം ശ്രീ മഹാദേവൻ പത്നിയെ തേടി തപസ്സനുഷ്ഠിക്കുന്നു. സൃഷ്ടിക്കു കാരണമായൊരു ബ്രഹ്മനെ സന്താപമെല്ലാം ഉടനെ ധരിപ്പിക്കാം. സൃഷ്ടിക്കു കാരണമായൊരു ബ്രഹ്മനെ സന്താപമെല്ലാം ഉടനെ ധരിപ്പിക്കാം. ദേവഗണങ്ങളും നാഥനും ചേർന്നൊരു പൊവഴി തേടുവാൻ ഒത്തുകൂടി. ഇത്തരം ചെയ്തികൾ നാൾക്കുനാളേറി പാരി പറക്കുന്നു ദാരുണ തിന്മകൾ. ഇത്തരം ചെയ്തികൾ നാൾക്കുനാളേറി പാരി പറക്കുന്നു ദാരുണ തിന്മകൾ. ബ്രഹ്മാവിൻ സന്നിധി പുൽകിയ ദേവേന്ദ്രൻ സങ്കടമെല്ലാം ഉണർത്തിച്ചു ചാരേ. ബ്രഹ്മാവിൻ സന്നിധി പുൽകിയ ദേവേന്ദ്രൻ സങ്കടമെല്ലാം ഉണർത്തിച്ചു ചാരേ. ഇത്തരം ചെയ്തികൾ നാൾക്കുനാളേറി പാരിൽ പരക്കുന്നു ദാരുണ തിന്മകൾ. ബ്രഹ്മാവിൻ സന്നിധി പുൽകിയ ദേവേന്ദ്രൻ സങ്കടമെല്ലാം ഉണർത്തിച്ചു ചാരേ. ദേവതകളാവട്ടെ മാനവനാവട്ടെ കർമ്മഫലങ്ങളെ അനുഭവിച്ചിടണം. ദേവകളാവട്ടെ മാനവനാവട്ടെ കർമ്മഫലങ്ങളെ അനുഭവിച്ചിടണം. ദക്ഷയാഗത്തിന്റെ ഹവ്യം ഭുജിച്ചതിൻ ശിക്ഷയായി വന്നതാണ് ദുരന്തം. ദക്ഷയാഗത്തിന്റെ ഹവ്യം ഭുജിച്ചതിൻ ശിക്ഷയായി വന്നതാണ് ദുരന്തം.
മോചനം നേടുവാൻ മാർഗമില്ലേ? കർമ്മഫലത്തിൻ്റെ ദുർവിധിയിൽ നിന്നും മോചനം നേടുവാൻ മാർഗമില്ലേ? കിന്നരായി നിൽക്കുന്ന ഞങ്ങളെ കാക്കുവാൻ അഖിലാണ്ടേശ്വര തനിയണമേ. കിന്നരായി നിൽക്കുന്ന ഞങ്ങളെ കാക്കുവാൻ അഖിലാണ്ടേശ്വര തനിയണമേ. കർമ്മഫലത്തിൻ്റെ ദുർവിധിയിൽ നിന്നും മോചനം നേടുവാൻ മാർഗമില്ലേ?
സതിവിയോഗത്താൽ കൊടും തപസ്സനുഷ്ഠിക്കുന്ന രുദ്രനും ഹിമവാന്റെ മടിത്തട്ടിൽ ശിവപത്നിയായി മാറുവാൻ ദേവിയും.
There is only one way out. Seek the mercy of Lord Vishnu for a solution.
എല്ലാം അറിയുന്ന ആദിസ്വരൂപമേ, ആശങ്ക ഞങ്ങളിൽ ഏറെയുണ്ട്. എല്ലാം അറിയുന്ന ആദിസ്വരൂപമേ, ആശങ്ക ഞങ്ങളിൽ ഏറെയുണ്ട്. ഇരുവരും ചേരുവാനിനി എന്തു പോം വഴി, ബ്രഹ്മാണ്ടനാഥനെ അരുളിടുക. ഇരുവരും ചേരുവാനിനി എന്തു പോം വഴി, ബ്രഹ്മാണ്ടനാഥനെ അരുളിടുക. എല്ലാം അറിയുന്ന ആദിസ്വരൂപമേ, ആശങ്ക ഞങ്ങളിൽ ഏറെയുണ്ട്.
Cannot destroy Padmasura. Only an offspring born to Shiva can do this. Only the union between Shiva, depressed by the dear departed, and Parvati, craving for Lord Shiva, can bring about a solution to this dilemma. Only a child born to their blood can destroy Padmasura. So, to divert the attention of Lord Shiva engaged in severe penance, Panchabana may be deputed.
Mauniya madande manasam maatruva, manmadhanallade aruve. Mauniya madande മാനസം മാറ്റുവാൻ മന്മഥനല്ലാതെ ആരുവേ. ഞാനിതാ ചൊല്ലുന്നു നേരം കളയാതെ, എത്തുക എൻ മുൻപിൽ പഞ്ചവാണൻ. ഞാനിതാ ചൊല്ലുന്നു നേരം കളയാതെ, എത്തുക എൻ മുൻപിൽ പഞ്ചവാണൻ.
തന്നേ ചൊല്ലുക ഞാനെന്തു ചെയ്യുക വേണം ഭവാനെന്നേ നിനച്ചതന്തേ ചൊല്ലുക ഞാനെന്തു ചെയ്യുക വേണം ദേവരാജൻ ചൊല്ലി സംഭവമത്രയും ലോകരെ കാക്കുവാൻ അങ്ങിതു ചെയ്യണം ദേവരാജൻ ചൊല്ലി സംഭവമത്രയും ലോകരെ കാക്കുവാൻ അങ്ങിതു ചെയ്യണം ഭവാനെന്നേ നിനച്ചതെന്തേ ചൊല്ലുക ഞാനെന്തു ചെയ്യുക വേണം ത്രിപുരാന്തകനായ ശ്രീ മഹാദേവനെ പഞ്ചബാണത്താൽ തമസുണർത്താ ത്രിപുരാന്തകനായ ശ്രീ മഹാദേവനെ പഞ്ചബാണത്താൽ തമസുണർത്താ ദീക്ഷയിലായൊരു മൗനിയം രുദ്രനെ പുഷ്പശരങ്ങളാൽ മോചിതനാക്കിട ദീക്ഷയിലായൊരു മൗനിയം രുദ്രനെ പുഷ്പശരങ്ങളാൽ മോചിതനാക്കിട ത്രിപുരാന്തകനായ ശ്രീ മഹാദേവനെ പഞ്ചബാണത്താൽ തമസുണർത്താ
Maheshwara, a child born to you alone can save us from this distress.
Shambho, Shambho Mahadeva, Maheshwara.
Jnana drishtiyal ellam ariyunnu sambharichiduvan kalamaavunnu parinayikkunnu njan Parvati Deviye paarine kaakkuvan pirakkum
Lord Shiva, who knows everything, appears before her in the guise of an old man.
Natya Visharadam Himavakshringatil Veshamariya Prithasanyasiya നാട്യവിശാരദൻ ഹിമവശൃംഗത്തിൽ വേഷം മാറിയ വൃദ്ധസന്യാസിയ കാന്തനെ തേടുന്ന പാർവതി ദേവിയെ കാര്യമായൊന്ന് പരീക്ഷിച്ചിടാ കാന്തനെ തേടുന്ന പാർവതി ദേവിയെ കാര്യമായൊന്ന് പരീക്ഷിച്ചിടാ നാട്യവിശാരദൻ
ഹിമവ ശൃംഗത്തിൽ വേഷം മാറിയ വൃദ്ധ സന്യാസിയ ഭസ്മം ആഡംബരത്തിനാൽ തലയൊട്ടി മാലയും ഉഗ്രമാം പന്നക കൂട്ടങ്ങളും വാസസ്ഥലം പൂർണ്ണ ചുടലക്കളം ദേഹം മിനുക്കുവാൻ ചുടല ഭസ്മം ആഡംബരത്തിനായി തലയൊട്ടി മാലയും ഉഗ്രമാം പന്നക കൂട്ടങ്ങളും
Are you not ashamed to spoil your life for the sake of a man of wayward fancies?
Hey, old man, remember that you are abusing Lord Shiva. How much ever you try, I'm not going to be dissuaded. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
ഇത്തരം കേട്ടതും വൃദ്ധനം ബ്രാഹ്മണൻ മായാ നാടകം മാറി വന്നു ഇത്തരം കേട്ടതും വൃദ്ധനം ബ്രാഹ്മണൻ മായാ നാടകം മാറി വന്നു പൂർണ്ണസ്വരൂപിയായി പ്രത്യക്ഷമായിട്ട് പാർവതി പരിണയിച്ചു പൂർണ്ണസ്വരൂപിയായി പ്രത്യക്ഷമായിട്ട് പാർവതീദേവിയെ പരിണയിച്ചു ഇത്തരം കേട്ടതും വൃദ്ധനം ബ്രാഹ്മണൻ മായാ നാടകം മാറി വന്നു
and goddesses including Vishnu,
Brahma,
Indra,
Gandharvas,
Kinnaras,
Rishi Shrestas
all witness the event.
Eventually Shanmuga is born so as to destroy Padmasura and maintain world peace.
Deham 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 de
And graceful blessings of Bhagavan Baba, we present this Nritya Shilpa with all due humility. We believe that the lapses may kindly be forgiven. We may kindly be blessed, Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Akhila Loka Rakshaka Sai Jagadishwara సత్య సాయి సద్గురు పర్తీపురీశ్వర పర్తీపురీశ్వర సత్య సాయి సద్గురు
Shikavahana Gajayana
ജഗ ജനനി
ಓಂ
നമ ശിവായ ഓം നമ ശിവായ ബോലോ സമിൽ ബോലോ നമ ശിവായ ജൂട്ട് ജടാമേ ഓം നമ ശിവായ ഓം നമ ശിവായ ബോലോ ബോലോ സമിൽ ബോലോ ഓം നമ ശിവായ ദൂത് ജടാമേ ഗംഗാധാരി ഡമരു ബജായ ഡമ 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 ഡമരു ബജായ ഓ ചുടാവ് നമ ശിവ
Radhe Radhe जय श्री कृष्ण राधे राधे। ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पटे महेश्वरा। ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना शेखरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आधवा। ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता नारायण 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 नारायण
Shanti, shanti, shanti.